from the Utter Daily Devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Utter Daily Devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another wonderful day in the presence of God, a brand new day. And I decree that the purpose for today will not be wasted in Jesus' mighty name. You know, when Jesus Christ was with His disciples, He was telling them how everything was going, and He was talking to them about time and purpose. Today, you will fulfill purpose in Jesus' mighty name. The purpose and the reason why today is another opportunity to you will not be wasted in Jesus' mighty name. Every day is for a purpose. You fulfill the purpose in Jesus' mighty name. Inspiration from above in Jesus' name. That is settled. Brethren, today, I want us to see the word of the Lord concerning time. Time. You know, we have to do everything on time and in time. If you look into the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22. It reads, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Wow. If you look at the word that the Lord is saying to you today, time changed. Time and season changed. So you must not believe in what you are doing in the 18th century that you will do it in the 28th century and it will work. Things are changing. You must put away the old person. We have to be renewed. You have to be renewed. A new heart, a new man. The old person, that the way you are doing things and people are hailing you. No, it may not work like that again. What you are doing and people consign to be good might have changed. If you look at the technology, if you look at the world we are into, the way we dress in the 70s, in the 60s, is no more relevant. So we have to put it at the back of our mind. Things are changing and we have to change with time. Job 31:7. It reads, if my step had turned out the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, and if any blood had cleaved to my hand. Look at that. If. When you are doing things and it's right with you, it may be wrong. Even with God, it may be wrong. You have to develop yourself. We have to move forward. We have to sit down and think. We have to do things in another form that will make it better, that will make it good. You may think that the way you are doing your things is the right thing and you are not obeying the time. Look at technology. I remember the first computer, it was as big as anything. It occupied a whole room. Look at the televisions we are using before. Look at the phones. Things are changing. The same thing in the spiritual realm. The way we pray, the way we are doing things in those days, we are not doing it that way now. You carry big Bible, but today with your phone, you have different versions of the Bible. You turn things around. In this modern world, that doesn't give you room to misbehave. That doesn't give me room to misbehave. That doesn't make things different from what God. We are all trying to see the heart of God to get things done. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye were sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Look at that. Sanctification, justification. There are protocols. We are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified, all in the name of Jesus. That is to let us know that we must advance. I pray today that stagnation will not be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. When some of us did bad things in those days, no, people may look at it and take high off. But now things have changed. The Spirit of God has turned things around. No more party freaking, no more smoking, no more alcoholism, you know, womanizing. All those things are gone. That was the old man. Change. You have been washed with the blood of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ has given you a new order. You are operating under a new authority. So I declare as the servant of the Most High God, because you have been separated from bad things, the Lord has made you right. It's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have been sanctified. The blood has been the remission for our life, for our souls. So I declare today that the mighty hand of the Lord that has come upon you, you have been sanctified, justified for better things. Lay your hand on good things and you have better results in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Till tomorrow when you'll be hearing my voice. I say the power of his grace will move you forward. Go forward. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.